Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And it sounds like Bobby's doing everything but saying that, to be completely honest with you. Here's Bobby Slowik when he was asked about his run game being close for the last year and a half.
You know, the run game is one where everybody has to be tied together. You know, I think we keep referencing how close we are as far as like the conviction in what we're doing, and that showing up on tape, regardless of what we're going against. We had it the first week against Indianapolis, and then what happens usually is you start going against different schemes, and it plays out very different, and then it kind of weighs you down for a while, and it's taken longer than we all would have wanted to get back to what we want to do across the board. And then once that's rolling, which it's starting to get there, and then everybody's seeing it the same way. You know, the back seeing the same spot that he has to hit, the O-line really seeing the same crease that we want to get to, and that takes time. You know, we're running out of time, but we got to get to a point where everybody's seeing it the same way pretty fast, and that's what we mean when we say close. It's showing up more now than it has in the last couple weeks.
Dang it, Bobby, that's exactly what we don't want.
No, it's not, Bobby. It's not. I mean, I love the explanation. I appreciate the depth we've talked. It's not showing up more. It's not. It's not showing up more. Now, another part of the audio that I love about what Bobby said was he said we're running out of time. That right there told you all you needed to hear is I mean, there's some pressure on Bobby to get this damn run game right. And I'm going to be honest with you. Last night, the Thursday night football game, we talked about this a little bit earlier, Luke. Mm-hmm. The Thursday night football game really highlighted something for me and really got my blood boiling, right? This silly stuff we keep hearing, there's two things in the NFL right now that we're hearing over and over and over again, and the coaches that we cover, along with all the coaches around the league, keep repeating it, right? All we keep seeing is shell coverage. All we keep seeing is two safeties on the roof. Okay, that's fine. Run the football, man. I mean, that's more of a reason to be able to run the football. If you're going to be physical up front, find somebody that is going to be physical, or damn it, quit trying to run the football and throw it all over the park. Whatever you need to do. I'm just, the sad song and dance about we're close and we're getting better and everybody's got to see it together. No, it doesn't. The great run attacks, they have one thing in common. They've got maulers up front. They got guys that love being physical up front. They got guys that have pride in running the football up front. They got guys that if for a year and a half, you were not a good running football team, and it was the negative conversation, the bad part about your team, they would take it personal and they'd go make it happen. This whole thought of like the inability of a guy to run the ball, and around the city, around the last year and a half, Luke, we've been talking about well. Damian Pierce is this style of running back, and Cam Akers is this style of running back, and Joe Mixon. I mean, I'm just exhausted with it, Luke. I'm absolutely exhausted with it. When it's all said and done, this thing is about Bobby Slowick and about this offensive line. I'm going to highlight this real quick, Luke. I know I'm getting good and pissed off, and I'm getting long-winded here, but last night I hear a commentator. This is how I know it's out of control. Last night I hear one of the commentators calling the game say, Bijan Robinson is still working on learning how to run this outside zone scheme. What the hell are we talking about? Bijan Robinson had 5-plus yards per carry last night. Same system that – it's a Zach Robinson came out of McVay's system. Same system we're running here in Houston. You look on the other side of the ball, Tampa Bay running backs, by the way, their offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, came out of McVay's system. Same system. Their group as a whole, 6-plus yards per carry. I mean, like, we got to quit talking about this like so-and-so doesn't fit the system or it's close, it's coming. Hey, man, Bobby Slowick, the pressure's on your ass to generate a run game. And D'Amico and Bobby, the pressure's on you to – if this offensive line is not going to be physical enough to run the football, especially this week against the Buffalo Bills, a contender, then you've got to learn to throw the football more. You've got to get away. Quit trying to run the outside zone. You don't have the guys to do it. Dalton Schultz and Brevin Jordan, I know Brevin's hurt. Brevin, like, they did well against the Indianapolis Colts. Game in, game out, those guys aren't going to get the edge the way that you did against the Indianapolis Colts. It's just we're all grasping at straws of why the Texans can't get this run game going. And in reality, let's just call a spade a spade. Bobby's doing a terrible job of whatever it is these guys do best or getting away from running it, trying to establish the run early. And this offensive line just simply does not – there's not a physical approach to this crew.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting that obviously he comes from Kyle Shanahan, and so the expectation is that, well, the ground game, the rushing attack is going to be the same thing as what we've seen in San Francisco with Kyle all these years, even going back to Mike in Denver all those years ago. But it's almost like back in the day with the VHS, and the more times you tried to use that VHS to make a copy, or even a printer, a copy of a copy, right? The quality continues to get worse and worse the further you move away when you try to copy a copy. And so it's somewhat similar in this sense that just because he comes from the Shanahan tree, I guess the expectation shouldn't be the same. But you weren't long-winded because you were fiery and bringing something to the table, so I just want to turn it back to you. If you're Slowick, what's the first thing you're doing differently, let's say starting Sunday, to either get that ground game going or just to improve the offense even with a struggling rushing attack right now?
I mean, look, for me, it's very easy. I talked about this earlier in the week, man. I mean, he's wasting downs with condensed formations. Like, he's inviting people to the box, close to the line of scrimmage, thinking that Laramie Tunsil and company are going to go move those guys out of the way, thinking that they're going to be having a better time communicating. They're not those kind of guys. He's wasting downs with all these silly personnels. Right, I think this is a team that, because you're so explosive with your guys, now that Tank Dell's healthy, you got three guys, including Dalton Schultz, you got four guys you can spread across there and dare teams to either give you holes in zones or to play man. You dare them to do that. And if they want to expand and play soft and do this whole two-shell thing that everybody keeps talking about, then now you've got your offensive linemen can identify exactly. There's no guessing. There's no eight guys up there moving around. You know exactly who you have. And now I can go get that guy. Even if you're more of a finesse player, now I can body position myself easier because I know exactly who I got. The box is light. Thank you, Nico Collins and Tank Dell and Diggs and Dalton Schultz. Thank you for making that light box. Thank you, C.J. Stroud. Now all I got to do is essentially shield guys. So now I'm playing to my strength, which is actually not wanting to be physical, right? Mm-hmm. Now I'm giving my guys a chance to run the football by formation, not just 10 snaps in the game. I'm going to do it 70% of the time, and I'm going to create lanes. I'm going to create space. I'm going to create clear pictures for my offensive line to know who they get, communicate it, and go get them. First and foremost, I think that's it. And the condensing formations, the heavy for the, like, there should never be with this roster, there should never be a snap. There should never be a snap with J.J. Taylor, British Brooks, what's his name, big boy, the Fisher, the tackle in as a tight end, and Dalton Schultz. Those, and I think Mechie was the other guy. Like, there should you're wasting downs, and every single one of them are important when you're playing teams like Buffalo. So to me, that's where, like, we got to quit with the experimenting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got to quit with the we think we're a power run. And I don't mean power concept. I mean we're gonna condense everything, load it up, and then our guys are just gonna move mass. Like, that's just not gonna happen, Luke. It didn't happen last year, and we thought, oh, well, it's Damian Pierce. Put him on the bench. No, really, you put Damian on the bench because you needed to put a running back in there that if somebody, which happened a lot of times, if somebody penetrated. Then all of a sudden, this guy had a chance to make somebody miss and make something out of nothing. That's who Devin Singletary was, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's ultimately where you landed last year, and that's where you're headed this year if you keep trying to force the issue.
Yeah, one of my pet peeves, and I heard you say that the other day, and I really liked the thought, but one of my pet peeves always is in line with what you said about tight formations running the football, even close to the goal line. I've always preferred spreading out a defense because, to me, it was always taught to me that the more guys you put in the box, obviously the more you're responsible for, and then the more that could go wrong. Where it's almost like, I used this analogy earlier this week on another show, but so many people gamble and they try to do these same game parlays, and when you stack up seven props together, the chances of one of them losing, right?
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.